So let's, as we remain seated, let's just bow our heads to pray together. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity for us to meet together. And as we come to consider a little bit more from your word, we ask that you would be our teacher and open our eyes to see wonderful things from your word. Amen. Now, I'd like to introduce you this morning to three people, and the first one is somebody called Professor Brains. So, Professor Brains, would you like to come on here? Here is Professor Brains, and how do you? Now, as you can see, Professor Brains is a very important man. He is a headmaster of an exceptionally impressive school, and when he wants to show people that he is very important and very impressive, he wears his hat and gown. Don't you think he looks impressive? He does look very impressive, Mr. Brains, and he is a very impressive and intelligent man. But you know, he did the most extraordinary thing. Absolutely extraordinary. He gave up being a headmaster of this impressive school. And actually, he decided to go to a primary school. That's Luke's primary school. And not as a teacher. He actually went to join the reception class. And as they always do, you know, in assembly, he sat down cross-legged for it all. Now, is that an extraordinary thing for Professor Brace to do? Extraordinary. Absolutely bizarre. The next person I want to introduce you to is somebody called Mr. Shanley. Mr. Shanley, let him come. His first name is Michael. And there is Michael. How do you do? Very nice to see you. Now, you've got to try and guess what Mr. Shanley's job does. Is it? There he is. He's got a heart. Can anybody tell? Do you want to think what job Mr. Shanley might do? Any idea? Yes? A miner. Well, he could be with a hat on like that. But miners normally wear kind of overalls and things. He's got a hard hat, but he's also wearing a tie and a suit. So he's not a miner. Anybody else? Yes? He doesn't actually build them, but he is a property developer. You might see his name around the place here at Maidenhead. And what he does, he makes his money by buying land or houses, knocking them down and building more houses. And what sort of house do you think that Mr. Shanley lives in? It's very successful. What sort of house do you think he'd live in? Yeah? Yes? Big mansion. Actually, it does. It's a very big, very nice big house he has. But, you know, he did the most extraordinary thing about a house, a bit like this, in fact. Those are the plans for a very nice big house. But Mr. Shanley's house is even bigger than that. But, you know, he did the most extraordinary thing. Absolutely bizarre. He gave up living in his big house. And, actually, went to live on the streets of London and spent the night covering himself with the newspaper. Extraordinary thing, isn't it, for Mr. Shanley to do, to give up his house to do something like that. Now, the next person I want to introduce you to, actually, he's not here in person. I've just got a model of him. In fact, the model is over there. It's a little bit seen, and it's not a particularly good model, actually. But there it is. It's Jesus, isn't it? In his crib. And it is extraordinary that Jesus should come and live on earth. Now, do you remember he was given the name Jesus? Joseph was told by the angel to give him the name Jesus. But also in our reading, and we've sung about it, he was given another name, Who could tell me what the other name that Jesus was given? It was given it 700 years before actually he was born. I saw a hand go up there at the back. That's right, Emmanuel. And can someone else tell me what the name Emmanuel means? Oh, you've asked lots of questions. Anyone else can tell me what the name? Yes? That's it. It means God with us. So I'm going to ask if you would hold that. That's the name. Ian, thank you very much. There we have Jesus, who was called Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus was born as a baby, the one through whom this world was created, the universe, came and was born as a baby. It is an extraordinary thought. The angel in that sketch we had thought, amazed. And it is extraordinary to think about, giving up all the wonder of glory of heaven to be born as a little baby. I mean, it's much more extraordinary than what Mr. Shanley did, and much more extraordinary than what Professor Brains did. And you know, the extraordinary thing is they're just pretending. But Jesus actually did it. Thank you very much, Mr. Brains, Professor Brains, and Mr. Shanley, it's very kind of you to come over. You can go and sit down. Thank you very much. So that is extraordinary, isn't it? Absolutely extraordinary. But what is also extraordinary is people's reaction when God came to live amongst us. Now, I've got someone here, a picture of somebody here. guessing who that is. She's on all the stamps. Right, there is Her Majesty the Queen. Now, if Her Majesty the Queen decided, I want to spend Christmas at St. Mary's, what would be our reaction as a church? Well, hopefully a little bit more than just that. Sort of. Like, what would we do? What would we expect would happen? Stiffer dogs. We might have stiffer dogs, that's right. We would have stiffer dogs beforehand would come. What else would happen? Yeah, somebody said it would be warmer. It might not be. I tell you, the heat has been going on full blast all night, but it struggles. We think we have a red carpet? We would certainly must have a new carpet, wouldn't we?
Clean up.
We would clean up. How many people? I think whatever the weather was, whatever how much snow there was, we would be inundated with people, didn't we? Everybody's had the remotest connection would be here and all this, and the people would be thrilled to see her, wouldn't they? Is that what happened? And people would be excited. I think we'd all be in our best behavior. You know, I think we'd almost probably be a bit smarter. Might even get a new suit and things like that. But I actually think that what happened, though, when the King of Glory came to earth, how did people receive him? Well, they didn't even find a decent room for him to be born in. He was born in a cave or a stable. We don't know exactly what it was, but he had to be laid in a manger. And then when he grew up, did people respect him and honor him and love him? No, they hated him. Actually, some people said he was evil. That's all. Because he showed up what people were like, they said he was evil. And it ended up by killing him on a cross. So, Emmanuel. God with us was crucified. Is that extraordinary? Absolutely extraordinary. But even more, what is extraordinary It's extraordinary that the King of Glory should be born as a little baby. It's extraordinary that when he came, that people didn't receive him with honor, but actually hated him, and he was crucified. But it was extraordinary that it was all part of God's plan. Now, when Mr. Shanley came, we saw the plans of his house. There's actually a produced plans to show what they're going to build. And actually, what we see with the Lord Jesus is coming, before he came, God actually had, it was all part of God's plan. It wasn't an accident. God had planned it. And he talked about it in the prophets, and he sent, remember, sent the angel to Joseph and told him he had to, very specifically, he was to be given the name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. And the way Jesus did that was by dying on the cross. Jesus was born to die. We're all born to live. He was born to die. And why and how that he saved our sins that way, it's an illustration I often use, but I think it's very helpful, involves me using this box. This is our sin. Imagine that. It's, what is sin? It's those things that we do which displease God. It's when we don't love God. That's what sin is. It's when we don't think about him. It's when we break God's laws. It's when we don't care and love other people. And actually, that's things that every human being has done. We have all done it. And if you imagine that's us and God's up there, well, this is like a big barrier between us and God. And because of it, we can't be friends with God. We can't know him. We can't be one of his children. But there was the Lord Jesus, who came to be born among us. He was Emmanuel, God with us. He lived the perfect life. He lived all the life that we should have lived. And what happened on the cross was that he bore our sin. He paid the punishment for it. He was our substitute. He died in our place so that we can have a friendship with God. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. You will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So it is extraordinary, is it not? It is absolutely extraordinary that the Lord of glory, the God who made the universe, should come into our world as a human being, as a baby. That's what we're remembering at Christmas time. It is extraordinary. It is extraordinary that when he came, people didn't receive him with joy, but hated him. And that he was crucified. It is extraordinary that it was all part of God's plan. But you know what is also extraordinary? It's extraordinary that there are many people still in this world who do not know about the Lord Jesus. Isn't that extraordinary? That he has done this, and yet still, 2,000 years on, there are still people who do not know about it. That's extraordinary. And you know, it's all extraordinary that there are some who have heard and have heard about the Lord Jesus who do nothing about it. That is extraordinary. And it's also extraordinary that there are some who have heard and, yes, do perhaps believe in Jesus and yet actually get distracted by other things, which can crowd him out. That's also extraordinary. Let's just bow our heads for a prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the wonder of your birth. Thank you that this Christmas time we celebrate again that amazing fact that you, the Lord of glory, should come and dwell with us, that you are Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you that you were willing to do that. We are sorry that so often we forget the wonder of what you have done. And we ask that many this Christmas time may come to understand afresh the wonder and the amazing thing that you have done for us. Amen.